Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Balance is an elusive quality many of us struggle to find in our lives. I talked with Cultivating Career founder Karen Kodzik about how she coaches clients who struggle with the question of balance.
Balance, interestingly, a lot of times that's the core reason people come in the door, because they so feel out of balance and so far away from what feels centered and what feels to be a place where they once knew strength and confidence. So what I've witnessed over the years as women have entered the workforce and as work has sped up, it has almost consumed people. That's probably the best word.
Work has consumed people.
It has, because it demands so much more of people in terms of time and energy and resources.
And it brings up such issues of shame and guilt about what they aren't doing enough, whether it's at work or whether it's at home, whether it's the community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What happens with balance is when people get stuck with balance is that they'll say, I want more balance in my life. But what it does is that it requires taking something from someplace, giving it to another part in their life. Well, that choice creates almost an internal conflict for people because something has to give. And when something has to give or when something is compromised, it doesn't feel right when both sides of the scale are demanding your time and attention and energy. So where the conversation has moved to is more of life blend, figuring out a way to integrate the different pieces of work and life in a way that then defines your overall life. And I start to work with people and even just changing the language around it from work or career to really what's your life work.
So can you give me an example of someone that's come in with that, how do I get the balance and all the guilt and shame of that, and how they re-imaged it or shifted that?
Right. You know, one of my favorite stories, and very humbly said, you know, having the opportunity to work with this woman for 2 years, she came in and she was young 40s, and she had hit the pinnacle of her career early. And she was in a very highly esteemed role in academia and higher education. She was highly credentialed, highly educated. And she came to me and she said, I'm miserable. I'm miserable because my job has changed so differently from what I hoped it would be. And secondly, it has consumed me so much that my 3 kids who are under the age of 6 don't even know me at this point. And I know I need to do something differently. Not only do I feel out of balance and out of sorts, I have no idea how to get back into that place of centeredness. You know, we really had to have a lot of conversations and a lot of meaningful conversations around what's important and how do you keep that at the forefront and then design a life around it and not compromise that piece of what's important to you, because as soon as you do, you'll be in this place of feeling conflicted and dissatisfied. Quite honestly.
Right.
So the conversation starts with values.
Values. Like what do I want to construct the foundation of my life upon?
Exactly. And what will I not trade? What am I unwilling to trade moving forward? And in her case, she was unwilling to trade time with her family.
With that, was she able to stay in her career, or did she have to switch out?
She stayed in her career but changed her job. So she reclaimed who she initially trained to be, which is a scientist, and she gave up her role in higher education, and she stepped out on her own to focus on her work in science. And with that, her family accelerated, which seems crazy to me at early 40s, their retirement plan. So they uprooted themselves from the Twin Cities where they lived and moved out to the West Coast to raise their families.
That's a fabulous example. It's like living now as opposed to living for what some goal, something out there that's going to make it okay sometime.
Exactly.
Special thanks to Cultivating Careers' Karen Kodzik for sharing her experience about what it takes to create a meaningful life.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.